Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Lauren, Bob, Steve, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Lisa. This is Chris.
Shush.
Hi, Lisa.
Huh. Totally.
Shut up. What a dork.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
On today's show, we'll be talking about the Disneyland event where we got to go experience Cars Land, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was definitely over the top.
Well, just everything. The trip as a whole was fantastic. The Cars Land, the food, the people, the this and that. It was marvelous. Oh, and then the World of Color.
You sound like Telly Savalas. Marvelous.
Marvelous. But I guess we start off with when we got to enter Cars Land, or do you want to start with the show?
Well, yeah, just real quick. They do at all these events, Disney puts on this like huge show.
It's a production.
We were over at the Grand Californian Hotel, and they put us up there. And then in the convention center, they had dinner for us, and they had a fake television show called DTV with a over-the-top announcer. And they would bring up like the Imagineers and project managers of Cars Land and interview
art
them.
Art designers and...
Yeah, and then they would bring up the chefs, you know, and they would go through all the different food that they're going to have, and then they would...
Oh, the entertainment.
Yeah, all the different entertainment. So they would have some of the street performers perform, the nighttime entertainment perform and all that. And then at the end, she surprised everybody with... Because we knew we were going to go to Cars Land on the 14th. They were going to have 14th or 15th. They were going to have the whole park closed for just media. But the night before, they actually took us all over for a big nighttime party.
I was going to say, were there any celebrity sightings?
There were, but not by us. There were definitely celebrities.
Yeah, they had the red carpet rolled out. I think the next morning after the big party, because we saw the red carpet and got to walk down.
Wait, they didn't roll that out for you?
Well, yeah.
It was rolled out.
Yeah, we got to walk down the red carpet, but there, and you could see the signs on the sides where the press would be,
yeah,
you know, like ABC, yeah, where they were going to be standing to interview people. I don't know when they actually had the celebrities come through.
I thought they were there. It's hard to say when those pictures were taken, but I thought they were posted on the 13th. And I, you know, with Larry the Cable Guy, and I know Brad Paisley, and I think John Lasseter was there.
John Ratzenberger was there.
Who?
John Ratzenberger.
Oh. Very nice.
Yep, he was there. There were a good number of celebrities there, and we would hear it from other people. We didn't happen to see any.
But, I mean, this was basically, this media event was, you know, podcasts, Disney blogs, obviously media.
Well,
outlets.
And agents.
Yeah, and some travel agencies were there as well.
Oh, okay.
But the nighttime party was super cool because you go into Cars Land, it's all neon, everything's lit up.
Oh my gosh, so cool.
And they had all the different food out, all the cones at the Cozy Cone Motel, each one's a different concession stand.
I think there's five of them, and everything has to do with a cone. So you have your ice cream cone, and then you have your cone of popcorn, and the popcorn they had nacho cheese or dill flavored.
Yeah, dill pickle.
And
which was kind of strange.
Yeah, you can't get plain. You have to get one of those. And we actually got the dill, and it wasn't half bad.
Yeah, they said that was the one that everyone was the most popular so far. So I gave that a shot. And everything was free. They had open bars everywhere. All the different food.
Yeah, you could go into the V8 Cafe and order your dinner.
Oh, and I hear the V8 Cafe is just massive in size. I mean,
the foyer has a very large area for a queue. It almost looks wasteful, but, well,
yeah,
because I went in and there were like three people in line, but then later we went in and the queue was probably a quarter filled.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of outdoor seating because all the gas pump areas are seating outside, and then there's also a seating area off to the right that's enclosed. And they also have healthy options. In California, the food, they have like... You know, if you want ice cream and and popcorn and all that. That's there as well as at Flo's. I think I had a salad. Like
yeah, we both got a salad.
And then I had some. Oh, they have like a butter beer knockoff at Flo's.
No, it's green tea with mango foam.
Yeah, so it's a green tea
also
and then they put
as
the
a
foam.
Butter beer knockoff.
Yeah, so they have the green tea.
Yeah, in Steve's book.
And then they put this creamy, foamy
passion
stuff on top, passion
or
fruit or mango or something. And then, you know, it's like $4 or $5. It was good. It wasn't great.
It was good.
Yeah.
I give it that. The foam was really good.
Yeah, the foam's the best part.
Yeah. But but over at the Cozy Cone, they had, let me finish off what they had. They had chili cone queso, which was in a cone cup. You could also get churro nuggets. Thought of you, Chris. I got those. Oh, my gosh. They are so
churro
good.
Churro nuggets?
Nuggets. Little churro bites. I mean, it's essentially just a churro chopped up, but it was still
I
good.
Hope they're better than the ones at Epcot.
I've got to get you a good churro.
Yeah, because that one I had at Epcot was terrible. It was a huge disappointment.
I don't know the fifth one. I don't know. But so they have these cones, and this is where you're going to get your snacks. And then they have seating. And then in the middle, they have this building. And it's supposed to be one of the garages or something. I don't know if that's going to actually serve a purpose eventually or not, but I think it's just for decoration. They have the buildings and the landscape and the every little detail, the pumps at Flo's V8 Cafe, and it is like you are there. And you know what? They do have a stoplight there, and every third blink is just a little bit longer.
Very nice. I mean, so that was actually one of my next questions. I mean, with all of this Cars Land, I mean, certainly the pictures, that I've seen, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have seen, makes it appear like you're there. I mean, did you really get that sense? Like, wow, I am on Route 66. I'm in Cars Land.
You do.
Yeah, and it's really nice because, like, when you go to Epcot and you go to some of the countries, you kind of wish that you could go back just a little bit further and get kind of, like, in the country and it'd be immersed in it a little bit more. And here, mm-hmm. you can really get in the Cars Land. And then you're just surrounded by everything with the rock formations. And then back at the Radiator Springs Racers,
it goes on forever. The Racers is fabulous. You're in the mountains, and they're all man-made, and they've got the different unique rock formations that you see in Cars. Just such a fabulous job. And with the music that they play, you go under the bridge, and then it goes big crescendo, and then you have the waterfall, and it's beautiful. Such a beautiful ride.
Yeah, and you got to do the ride along, which I thought was pretty neat with the cameras, rather.
Oh, yeah.
Not ride along, but the...
Yeah. A little nerve-wracking being on camera, but
fun nonetheless. You did fine. The animatronics, I noticed it uses a lot of animatronics.
They have a lot of... In their full life-size Mater and Lightning and all the... And they're moving around and talking and their eyes are blinking. It's pretty impressive.
I think we got to ride it a good 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, I rode
Steve
rode a few more times.
I rode like 10 times. Because I did the single rider and you could like walk right on.
Yeah.
Just over and over and over.
Because they have 3 across.
It's 3 across. It's 3 and 3.
So 6 per car. So I don't know if that's always the smartest thing for them to do, but it helps when you're a single rider and you end up.
Right. Or if you don't mind your party being split up.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what Steve and I did. And that is what gave us the opportunity to ride it again and again.
And then the regular line was maybe 20 or 30 minutes.
Oh, when were you there?
But,
No, he's mistaken.
Was it longer?
It was longer. The first time we rode it, the preview night, we waited a good 45 to an hour, and we got there quickly. We actually got there before we were perhaps supposed to. And then the next day, the wait was a good hour 20.
Yeah.
But then when it opened to the public, oh my gosh, I can't believe these people. People were in line. And
they spent the night.
Yeah, they allowed people to get in line at 11 p.m. the night before opening. And some people were there, but they'd give you a wristband, I think.
Yeah, there was.
So you could get out of line. And so then you got in line the next day. But the line for the racers in particular, before you enter the ride, or once you enter the queue line, if the line is full, you're probably looking at an hour and a half to 2 hours, wow. I would guess. And then we saw people, what they did with the line, because it was so long, they had fake queue lines with masking tape on the ground. And so people are following this. And we asked one lady, how long have you been in line? And she had gone to the halfway point before you even enter the queue, and she'd been there an hour. So she had 2 hours before she even got to the 2 hour wait.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I heard on opening day that the ride times, you know, were as much as 6-7 hours.
Yeah. We were there on opening day and I took some photos, and it was just, I have just photos of just shoulder to shoulder people, and they were making queue lines out of masking tape all through the park. They couldn't unroll
wherever they could.
Yeah, wherever they could put masking tape on the cement to weave you around all the way through Paradise Pier, you know, it went on and on and on.
Well, I mean, of course, the other big part of this massive undertaking, this massive expansion, you know, besides Cars Land, which is 12 acres of what just sounds like awesomeness, was, you know, the remaking of Buena Vista Street. And, like I think I just mentioned recently that, I don't even recognize it in the pictures. And I was there, you know, 18 months ago, not even. Yeah. It just looks so different to me now.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And they had, the second night we were there, they had a press party on that street, like a big band set up in front of the restaurant, and
it's classy.
Yeah, and they had swing dancers out there, and the characters all dressed up.
Big band and the conductor. Yeah,
the new red trolley set up with like the Newsies boys performing in front of that, and you could do pictures there as well. And then we got to sample some of the food from the different restaurants. But yeah, the whole street is really nice. The shops are nice.
It really
well,
was.
You know. I mean, as somebody who had been to California Adventure before, I never thought of it as a bad park. I mean, I thought it was curious that people avoided it to the degree that they did.
Yeah, you could go in there before and be like, wow, there's nobody here, and then go over to the Disneyland park side and it would be packed.
Wall to wall.
Right. Yeah, now... And now it seems like more people are starting the day at Radiator Springs and Cars Land.
Yeah. There's so much to do at that park now. Yeah. 'Cause you've got World of Color at night, and you've got the new main Buena Vista Street. Then at night they have the Mad Tea Party?
Yeah. That
which replaced the Electronica. So they have it's kind of like Pleasure Island. They've turned the backstage area into like Pleasure Island at night.
Okay, so they have bars. Not like individual clubs or anything, just like a big
it's
dance
street
party
type
thing.
Yeah,
so they've got a DJ set up.
The White Rabbit is the DJ.
And then they also have a live band set up somewhere else. And then they have kind of these strange different acts that they put on some of the stages. Then they've turned...
Oh, they've got that tube lady.
Yeah, they have some crazy psychedelic slinky thing that... does all kinds of weird stuff.
It's kind of Cirque du Soleil-ish.
Yeah, as about as best as you can describe it. And everything is themed after Alice in Wonderland, after the movie. So they have they had desserts that said eat me and drinks that said drink me. And they were handing out, you know, everything has the glow in the dark little ice cubes in it. And
yeah, well, but I don't think that's something they're going to do every night. That's
no,
just
well,
for the party.
I have heard, and I'm sure you're going to talk about this at some point. Those glow with the show ears that work with World of Color, I heard they also work at the Mad Tea Party, and they work at Fantasmic over at Disneyland. And from what I've read, they also, if you approach the cones at Cars Land, they turn orange.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is neat. So that you do get a little bit more use out of them. But
So we walked out of that. Yeah. We walked out of we were at California Adventure just for the day. And during the media event, and then they had us all walk over to World of Color. So we're all walking to World of Color, and they have these tables, just lines and lines of tables with just mounds of those ear hats lit
up. The tables must have been 50 feet long.
Yeah, and I've got to put some photos up of it. But there's just thousands of those ear hats, and which the show was spectacular because everybody had those ears on. So I don't know how it would work at other shows if everybody's got to pay $20 or whatever they are?
$25. And for people that haven't heard about this or know what it is, basically, in conjunction with World of Color, now, you can purchase these ear hats, these special light up ear hats, and they blink in sequence to the show.
Yeah. So they'll all turn light blue at some time, or they're all flash like strobe lights at some times, or sometimes they slightly fade in and then they fade out, or one ear will fade in
and
fade out.
It's really well done, but yeah, you're absolutely correct. When you look at the video, it's only amazing because 3,000 other people are wearing them.
Right. And I think that I want to stress that it's not overwhelming. It's not distracting from the color World of Color show. They don't do it throughout the whole show. They just do it at different high points or crescendo here and there. They, you know, all of a sudden when Genie's going to appear, everyone's ears turn blue, Genie blue. Or Little Mermaid, I think everyone turned green or orange. And they would have one set of ears turn green and one set turn orange. So it was different depending apparently on your frequency. Or you might have two ear, you know, your own ears have different colors. So it was not distracting, but if we were in the front row and if I'd turn around at the right time, all of a sudden you just see a sea of pink ears or green ears. And it was kind of spectacular.
Yeah. But like Steve said, the effect only works because, or if, you know, lots of people in the crowd buy them. And
I can't imagine another time when we would be able to witness that.
Right. Yeah. I because at $25 a hat, I mean, for a family of four, you know, you're putting out $100 for these things. So, yeah. And that said, I totally want a pair. I just got to have them. I don't know what it is. And I would love for them to bring that technology, however they made it work, to a show at Disney World. I mean, Wishes or Fantasmic or Illuminations. I mean, I think, you know, there's ways to incorporate it into any of them.
They're a little bigger. They have like a little more padding at the top of them, probably for the electronics, than a regular set of ears. And then the white part is a thicker white plastic. And then there's a little metal, like touch sensitive button underneath one of them that you touch, and it senses that you're touching it to turn them on and off or to put them into different patterns if you just want to use them as random blinking ears.
I mean, so they're not like they're not cumbersome or too heavy.
No,
they're a little different, but they're not awkward in any way.
You can't fold them in half like you can a regular pair of ears to put them in your luggage to take them home.
They don't travel well at all. You can't stack them. You can't fold them.
Yeah, they're you can't fold them like you can. You can't pop in half of them like you can a regular set.
Well, that's something to consider. I have to wear them on the way home or something.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
You know, maybe they'll light up on the airplane.
You don't already wear those when you leave the parks?
No, I'm. You know, we're not all like you, Chris.
Yeah, but Cars Land's amazing. The rides, you got to do Radiator Springs.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the rides.
And if you don't want to know what's if you don't want to do this, there's some spoilers in here. But you actually do go into the caverns, and you get to see all the different. You get to meet Mater, and you get to do some cow tipping.
Tractor tipping. And you know what?
You like that? I'm sorry to interrupt. How did you like that though? My 5-year-old son is dying to go on that.
Oh, he'd love it. Some of the people had come from Terminator because Universal opened their Terminator ride, and their Terminator ride is like extreme. So if you really want a extreme
Terminator or fan,
I'm sorry,
or Transformers.
They opened up their Transformers rides. And it's similar to Spider-Man, but like the next level from what I've heard. So it's not like that. It doesn't go as fast as Test Track.
Yeah, I heard the top speed is something like
it's probably
40 miles an hour or something.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but it's not all about the speed. It's up and down over the hills and around the bend. Yeah.
But I'd say it's more of it's thrilling, but it's more of something you can experience with your family and still enjoy it.
It took me until about the fourth time that we went on it to realize that there were actually two Maters on the ride. Did you notice?
I didn't know there were two Maters.
Well, in the same Mater section, but one says, you know, hey, come here, let me show you. And then he comes around the bush. Well, that's actually two.
Oh, it's not the same one.
No, it's not.
Oh, because he backs up. Well, while you're going through it, he's talking to you and he's going backwards because he drives backwards. The other thing is everything's super quick in that ride. They do a 12-second load time. So between each scene, it has to do the scene with you and completely reset for the next car in 12 seconds. So all the audio is in these quick, you know, quick hit, quick bits, and then you're on to the next scene. And there's some scenes that are longer, but a lot of the scenes in the beginning are just quick. They give you a little something, and then you're on to the next thing. So they can really put a lot of cars through there.
Well, and then when you go, at one point you go into Radiator Springs on the ride where you're in the little town, and you see the whole setup, the Flo's Cafe and all that. And at that point, you go either left or right. If you go left, you go through Luigi's and you get a new set of tires. You get some white walls. And if it's working properly, they're going to pull back a curtain with a mirror and you'll see the white walls on your tires.
Yeah, that's a cool
effect. If that's working. That worked the first one or two times, and it didn't work any of the other times. And if you go to the right, you're going to get a new paint job. But unlike on the Luigi side, where they actually have some special effect to show you that you have new tires, the white walls, there was no special effect. You know, they just tell you that you've got a new paint job.
Yeah, they missed you with a robotic arm.
Yeah, it's just missed.
But
then that's when you start racing. That's how you get the two cars, and then you race.
And then the racing, of course, is the best part of all.
Yeah. It's good. It's really good. Even at the end, after you've raced, you get to see Mater and Lightning McQueen again, and they're just kind of talking to you while you get in the queue to offload. But just everything is well done.
And then they also have the Luigi's Flying Tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like bumper cars.
Yeah, it's kind of like bumper cars.
I heard it was like a 2-minute ride for a very long wait.
It is.
Yeah, and actually the first time we got in line for it was the preview night, and we should have had a short wait, and it said it was maybe a 15-minute wait. Well, after 25-30 minutes, we decided that wasn't quite the case. And I don't know if it's because they had celebrities that had to go on privately. I didn't notice anything like that, but that was someone's theory near us. And we actually left the line. It didn't look fun. It wasn't worth the wait. So we actually left. And then the next day we went back, and after we, you know, experienced everything that we wanted to, we're like, we really need to do Luigi's. And we talked ourselves out of it one more time because it just didn't seem worth it. And then we realized that we were there for one reason, and that was to experience everything so we could report back. And so we got in line, and it was longer than we wanted. And I think we probably waited about 35 minutes. Things were moving a little better, but it still didn't. I don't think I need to do it again.
It was very carnival-ish. I expected it to not be fun at all, and it was actually sort of entertaining.
Well, it was kind of fun because you've got these big giant
balls. They give you beach balls to throw around, which I wonder how long that'll last too. But
the whole thing is
until somebody loses an eye.
Yeah.
Well, instead of having the individual vehicles be like a hovercraft, they have huge blowers underneath. They have 8 huge fans underneath that blow upward. And this way you can have the beach balls floating around and, ooh, yay, fun. But I think it needs more power something's just not right. The load and unload is...
sounds like a foos table, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
Or like an air hockey.
It's like an air
hockey
table.
That's exactly what it is.
And you're in a car that the air gets underneath.
You're the puck.
And you have to balance, both of you have to balance your weight exactly right to tilt forward or backwards or left or right to slowly get your car with the air to move. And if you tilt too far, then it drags on the cement and it won't move.
And it's not that difficult. He's making it sound like you have to be exact, but yeah, there were a lot of people that didn't know what they were doing and they didn't go anywhere. They didn't listen.
Yeah, so it's it's a learning curve to get the vehicle to move.
Yeah.
But then the Mater's Junkyard Jamboree was a lot of fun.
Oh, that thing is awesome. You've got jokes while you're waiting in line. It's just a fun ride to watch. You've got the cable guy. Larry the Cable Guy is talking the whole time. He does his little, what is that, his hoedown. And the Mater Jamboree, I don't know. But it's really cool. You have two separate arenas for this. And each arena has nine circles. Nine, listen to me, four. I can count. It has four circles. And you get into this little trailer behind the tractor, the baby tractor. And the tractor goes around kind of figure eights between these four loops and just swings you back and forth. And it's fun. That is a giggle the whole time ride. You smash into the person that you're with, and then they smash into you because you're getting whipped around. And it's a lot of fun. Two thumbs up on that one.
Yeah, that's a good kid's ride.
No, it's a good anyone ride.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm just thinking seriously. the opportunity to smash into Chris on this ride.
No, none.
Perfect sounds for you.
Oh, on the ride, yes.
Yeah.
On the ride, sounds like fun.
Yeah, because it whips you around. It's a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it, Bob.
Yeah. my only other question I guess I had was, I've seen stuff online about people saying it's almost impossible to find merchandise. They're basically out of Cars Land merchandise.
Are they really?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess you didn't really run into that problem since you were there for the preview.
There was a lot of merchandise when we were there. Although there was nothing that I really wanted to. There was stuff, I don't know, there's stuff at the low end, and then there's like leather jackets that are $300 or something at the extremely high end. The flying tires that are hats were very popular.
Oh yeah, those were.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask. Everybody was wearing those. What is the deal? I keep hearing people talk about.
Yeah, we kept seeing people with pictures of that on Facebook.
Yeah,
those were everywhere, and I think there were.
$25. Yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah.
Foam hat, and they were.
And where do you wear this outside of the park?
Nowhere.
Nope, you don't.
Yeah, I can't. That's the thing.
I mean, you can't even wear this for Halloween. People are like, "What is that?"
The only thing I really want is a little metal tractor because
I like him.
That's the one toy I can't find for my 5-year-old, and he wants one, and I've looked on eBay, and the ones from like when the original movie came out are like, $50. It's like, if I would just find one of those, I would feel less guilty about going to Disneyland without my kids.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was debating going the next morning and waiting in line to get one of these, limited edition pins, but I didn't want to camp out in a sleeping bag all night.
Well, there's the one shop.
There's a
and
couple
it's Luigi's,
shops.
I think. And they have a lot of things. No, it's Ramones.
Sarge has a shop on the right.
But Ramones, we went into there, and I was very disappointed because everything was low and slow. This little catchphrase, low and slow, low and slow. And I'm like, I didn't need everything to have that on it. The jackets and the t-shirts and the baseball caps and the shot glasses and everything, low and slow.
And there's a Route 66 shop that has a lot of different pins and, of course, Route 66 stuff. And then Sarge has like a military-type bunker, which was off to the right. And that's where I got our antenna topper.
Oh,
and
that's right.
They have the piston cup. You can get a replica of that.
Yes. You can get a piston cup for the world's best dad. Okay, what else? We talked about the dining. Did we cover that entirely? You've got your snacks over at the Cozy Cones, and then you have Flo's V8 Cafe, where you really do have healthy choices. They have like a roast turkey. You have a roast pork. We had some salad, and it was good. And honestly, considering it's Disney, the pricing was good. $13, $14 for the salad. It was very good. What else?
So did you guys basically spend all your time over at California Adventure then? Or pretty much?
We spent Thursday at Disneyland knowing that we would spend Friday, Wednesday. Well, the first day we spent at Disneyland knowing that the next day we would be at California Adventure. when we were at California Adventure, it was so cool the next day because it was empty. They closed the park to us, and so many people were doing the Cars Land. Well, we had done it the night before, which was great. And, I mean, we did do it again, but it also gave us an opportunity to do all the other rides. And, like, Toy Story Mania, they call it something else. We did that, and it was literally walk-on. We did it three times, and then I'm like, come on, let's go. Steve's like, no. I'm like, no, come on, walk on, let's go again. So we did that, I think, four times. And, you know, it was just, it was almost painful to not go on it again because it's right there. And, you know,
it's 5 minutes. Yeah.
Well,
so that never happened.
The sign said 5 minutes, but the first two times we did it, it was zero. It was walk on. The third time we did it, maybe 3 minutes. And then the fourth time, maybe 3 minutes. So very impressive. And it's interesting because the ride's just a little bit different. Same screens and games, but the path, and it's just a little different.
Hmm. Did you, check out the new, newly reopened, Matterhorn while you were at Disneyland? Just curious.
Well, on the day that we did it, it wasn't open.
Oh, that's right. I think it opened
the next day.
The same day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we did not.
Hmm. Kind of curious.
We would have liked to have done that. We didn't get the opportunity to do Pirates of the Caribbean last time we were there, and we did get to do it this time. That was nice. I like that one because they really make you feel like you're in caves, you know, in the deep Caribbean caverns. And
well, and you've got that whole section that's not even in Disney World, so that's pretty cool in and of itself.
Yeah, I like it. Know? So, but
definitely
overall,
a better ride out there.
Mm-hmm, it is. I'm trying to think. With a Mad Tea Party, it's kind of fun because you do have these like fly girl dancer type people that go out there and they dance to the funky music. They dance with teapots and teacups and stuff like that, which is kind of weird, but I understand the theming. But your bouncers for this are Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and they are punked out. They've got platform shoes that probably have 4 inches of platform. They've got their shades on. They're just buff bouncer Tweedledee Tweedledum. They're cool. Wouldn't mind
that's what
them.
I aspire to be.
Yeah, Lisa asked if she could have a picture next to one of them, and he just kind of looked at her.
And he said, well, here I am.
He just kind of stood there, like, looking down at her. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm taking the picture.
Yeah, I'm like, can you pose or something? And he wouldn't break bouncer form.
Huh.
Yeah. So that picture nice. Didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, and then they had all these crazy, like, I don't even know what they, like, performers that had these giant, that were puppeteers. That had these, like, giant flamingos or something that they were riding.
And they'd, like, come up and nibble on your neck or something or try and eat your food.
Yeah, they try to eat your food with the flamingo puppet.
They're, like,
puppet.
Mechanical marionettes that you ride. They were neat.
So it was definitely a strange Pleasure Island-type feel.
Yeah, that's something you see after you eat the mushrooms. They do have an arcade back there. Not terribly exciting, I don't think.
No, it's the same because it used to be the Electronica, so the arcade was the Flynn's arcade. So they kept the arcade and they've rethemed it. All the games are themed after Alice in Wonderland. And they just have a bunch of different games in there. And for the media event, they had just a lady there handing out handfuls of tokens so you could try the different things. But they're, you know, skee ball that's been redone to be some other theme and your typical redemption type games and arcade games.
Oh, I did want to point out with the World of Color, going back to that, not only was it unique for us because we had those ears that we could experience. That sounds weird, but we experienced the ears. They added that this was a new version of the show, and they added Tangled and they added Brave. So those were new elements of the World of Color show. That wraps up this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our show. And if you like our chat, you can find our podcast at iTunes, or you can download at mousechat.net. Again, if you did want to call and leave any messages for us, we do have a new phone line, and that's going to be 225-3-MOUSE-1. That's 225-366-8731. Thanks for joining us. Please join us again next time.